This is St. Andrews Radio.
Good afternoon, St. Andrews. You're listening to Pillow Talk. Oh, geez.
Yes.
Wow, it's been so long. You're listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Humor on standrewsradio.com. That's Star. I'm Jasper Lauderdale.
I'm Lorenzo DeBoni.
I'm Jer Fleming.
I'm special guest Stephen Kelly.
Yeah!
First special guest we've ever had that introduced himself as special guest. I love it.
What people normally do.
Anyway, so this week... we're back after, I think, 2 weeks of dead air. Maybe just one. Two.
I haven't done it since before Easter.
Yeah. Me neither.
Man, it's been a while, guys. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, it's good here.
What?
Been a little exhausted. Joe's eating Maltesers in the studio, so he's going to be here a little crunch here and again. That's what's going on. Anyway, so this is our annual... post-game show for the On the Rocks Festival.
Jasper's currently holding his headphones to his ear whilst trying to take off his jacket, and it's hilarious to watch, guys.
He had a chance to take it off before.
Yeah.
I saw him think about it and decide not to.
I just got warm just a second. Anyway, so so this is the fourth year Cloudy with a Chance of Humor has been a show. We used to call it something else.
God dig the queen.
God dig the queen. But now, you're chewing gum on air, aren't you?
Should I not be doing that?
You should not be doing that.
Right. Sorry, guys.
I can hear literally every chew. Anyway, so this is also the fourth year of the On the Rocks Festival. Which means that we're sister things in our founding. Right. Anyway, so this is our fourth annual post-game show.
I think ones have slightly more of cultural impacts. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
What's on the rocks? I've never heard of that.
I have absolutely no idea.
Exactly. Well, good. You're both prepared for our post game show. So we'll just go through the manual I have before me. See which shows we saw, which shows we didn't, which shows we liked, which shows we think we would have liked had we gone and seen them. Which shows are not shows because On the Rocks is not purely theater. They offer a lot of other things.
Just briefly, this is amazing. Apparently there's a show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival every year. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's an improvised comedy show. And the premise is they give audience members one of the big Fringe programmes, which has... It's about 400 pages long because there are, what, thousands and thousands of shows on every day during the festival. And they get... an audience member to pick a page and pick a show title, and then based on the picture, the blurb, the 40-word blurb and stuff in the programme, the performers then act out what they think that show is going to be. I don't think they do stand-up, because that's odd, but I think it's like more theatre.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome. What a great idea. Should we do that right now on Cloudy?
Mert should do it as a long-form game.
I think it's not a bad idea.
I don't know what the show is called.
I'm looking to.
But that sounds...
The show's called Things Blind Mirth Will Steal From.
That sounds
amazing. we might get thrown out of the festival for that, but let's try it. Anyway, let's begin early in the week.
How many shows did everyone else see?
I saw
four or five.
I saw three, and then including ours, I guess it's four.
Yeah,
that doesn't exactly count.
Yeah, barring the ones I was in, I saw three.
Okay,
which is a shame, you know. I wish it's one of those things where like right, the beauty of On the Rocks to me is that all this stuff goes up and it's so great for people to see it. But like the majority of the people who would normally see the shows are people who are so involved with other shows that they don't get the time to see a lot of stuff. Yeah.
At the same time, the festival does invite a lot of people from around town that don't normally go and see shows.
Very true.
Oh, definitely.
Also, which is really nice.
This year it's been slightly better programmed in as far as in previous years, there have been clashes in terms of time.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Charlotte Baker Miller's present this year decided to make it so that, I think it was because she wanted to go and see all the shows as well. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be...
Selfish beep!
There would be... it would be staggered so that, you know, the show that on at 5:30 would finish before the show at 7, so you could go and see multiple things every day without having to make the awful dislike...
Like choice, like, yeah. Choice. She didn't factor in rehearsal times, though, did she?
No, sadly not. She's not.
I'm kidding. I love you, Charlotte. If you're listening, I love you.
You factored in rehearsal times. There could only be room for about four shows.
Yep.
Fact.
Fact.
Anyway, so it was a great week.
It was successful. Massively successful. Great week.
Not as heavily advertised, but it was the first time that it was completely student-run, which is nice. It was run by an all-student committee. There was no paid supervisor. Which was a nice thing.
And I think they managed to pull it off very well, given that it was a student run.
I absolutely do.
What Jasper has in his hands isn't Amphlett's pamphlet, is it? Sorry, that's a really obscure Mermaid's reference joke there. Quite pleased with that one. There we go.
We're going to throw that up on the Facebook group after this. If any of you got it, please like. All right, well, on Saturday, we had a show called The Shoe Shop. Anybody see that?
I completely missed it.
Yeah.
You know who was in that? It was Allie Young, and I saw her on the street yesterday, or a couple of days ago, and she said it was great. She said she had a great time, and then it went really well.
Fantastic.
Which I'm happy for. I don't actually know who it was, though, who put it on.
It's been put on by, they're called Sunlight Productions, and they're a Fife-based company. I think they've got directors and things from... RADA and people and drama schools like that who then teach and direct. And
that's really cool. Kind of workshop-y. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hmm. That's awesome. Hmm. I wish I'd seen it.
Well, the description says that young Kiernan McCauley is learning quickly that the art of shoe selling is not easy. He's been told, and it's a noble and historic trade, but faced with droves of eccentric and frustrating customers, things are never as simple as they should be. Can Kiernan work out what makes these bizarre creatures tick, or is he headed for the sack? Should we improv a scene, see what that's about?
I mean, it just sounds like...
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Just sounds like the early days of Willie Loman.
All right, well, Stephen, since you're our guest, you can be Kiernan McCauley.
I'm sorry, is that the shoe salesman?
That is the shoe. He's learning the art of shoe selling.
Okay.
Sure, Lorenzo, you can be the Willie Loman kind of aged character.
Okay.
So you're the older version of Kiernan McCauley, like looking back on his past. So maybe you open the show with a monologue.
Yeah.
We're just doing the whole show now.
And then we go back in flashback.
Yeah.
Joe, if you'd like to be one of these tricky customers, and I'd like to be the audience.
Because I'm sure I'll cobble something together.
So when they come in, do I try and sell them shoes or what? I don't understand.
You what? Whoa.
We started.
I thought we were starting with you.
Wait, are we doing this? Oh, I thought you were kidding. We're actually going to improv a scene?
Let's improv a quick scene.
Right, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the description of the show again?
All right. Young Kiernan McCauley.
Right.
Stephen Kelly. He's learning quickly that the art of shoe selling is not easy. He's been told it's a noble and historic trade, probably by...
Me.
You, when you go in a time machine...
Right, yeah.
...back to tell yourself as a younger man that it's not easy.
Oh, sorry, so there's a time-traveling aspect.
Probably. We're not going to make it past Sunday.
No, we are not.
Especially not
if we try to do Macbeth.
But faced with droves of eccentric and frustrating customers, things are never as simple as they should be. Can Kiernan work out what makes these bizarre creatures tick, or is he headed for the sack?
Right. So you want me to start with a monologue about shoe selling? Yes. I am literally Willie Loman.
Why don't we do a monologue and then we do a little scene?
Monologue and scene.
It all started a very long time ago. The art of shoe selling is one of those noble practices that turns men into boys. I mean boys into men. That's what I meant. Young Kiernan McCauley. I don't remember his name.
Kiernan McCauley.
Young Kiernan McCauley had this deep desire to be a great shoe salesman. He was good at it. But did he lack the wisdom? Perhaps. Did he lack the stamina and the sense? Perhaps. But this narrator feels that that's all about to change.
Hello, I'd like to buy a pair of shoes, please.
That's fantastic. So for the right shoe, I'm going to give you a boot. And for the left shoe, take my shoe.
Can you...
It's a flip-flop.
Can you look inside my soul, please? I think that's the contrived narrative arc of this show. By selling shoes.
No, wait. Customers can't refer to the meta nature of the show. Only the narrator.
Just trying to metaphysical it up here.
Meta this up. Come on.
I take size 8. I'd like a new pair of brown leather shoes, please.
That's fantastic. We have black boots and pink flip flops. So I say a mix and match because it's kind of like brown.
And that's our show. Thank you, gentlemen. I think that's pretty much exactly what the shoe shop was like. So if you went and saw us...
My deepest apologies to anyone listening who was actually in the shoe shop.
If you went and saw us, feel free to buzz in.
It does sound like it was great.
Feel free to buzz in and correct us, Lorenzo, see if you can get that screen up. Maybe it's not functioning right now. Anyway, go to our Facebook page, Cloudy with a Chance of Humor, and let us know, if you did see it, what you thought. And we'll maybe share it with the world. Cool, all right, next up on Saturday was Macbeth, which we did see, so we don't have to roleplay.
Okay,
I mean, we could roleplay.
I didn't see it, so could you roleplay it, hypothetically?
Sure. can I be a witch?
Sure.
All right.
I'll need to be a witch, too, because there's three of them.
Joey, you're a witch?
Joey, you be a witch.
Okay.
So it's the three witches recounting the tale of Macbeth.
Weird sisters.
Yep. 4 score and 7 years ago, this dude from, like, Scotland or whatever was all like, yo, I want to be king.
And so in this tradition of the great kings, he killed many, many people after being killed himself. No, that's Hamlet, I'm sorry. He killed many, many people. And he attempted to give to his wife a child, but she would not bear because she had been bitten by a bear. Joe, that's where you pick it up.
Okay.
Double bubble toil and trouble.
Oh, he's got the lines.
Hey, champ. Hi, champ. How are you?
Fireburn. Cauldron bubble.
So people die, and at the end, Macbeth like gets died, and nothing is resolved.
And then Malcolm becomes king.
Yeah,
sounds good. So took place in the castle.
It took place in the castle.
Gorgeous setting, fantastic venue. So proud of him for using it, and it didn't rain.
When you and I walked in, it was like the sun was setting, and if you looked all the way to the to the left. Which I guess is the west. I don't know. So it rises in the east. Sets
west.
Yeah,
west sun.
We're facing
west.
North.
So right, yes. We're facing north. So if you looked off when you're sitting in the castle to the west, you could see the sun setting at like 8:15, just as the show started, and it was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. That being said, I froze my beep off. Like, I was freezing.
Truth.
But we had some duvets.
We had some duvets.
And it was nice.
Little whiskey, little duvets.
Hey, it was good night.
Good night.
Good night. I thoroughly enjoyed that show.
I was very proud of everybody involved. There were some very strong performances. And, you know, as much as volume and projection were a problem, they weren't as much of a problem as I expect them to be.
I agree.
Most people were audible. Most people were more than audible. So I was very proud of them, like I said.
Agreed.
Did you see it, Joe?
I didn't see it, unfortunately. I would have liked to have done it. I just snowed on the way.
I thought it was very, very well done. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well done to all newcomers that were in it. Well done to all newcomers that came to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of faces that I've never seen before.
I agree.
As audience members.
It was a big event. I mean, I was slightly skeptical at first. I thought it was, you know, a bit too big of a show to put on, but they pulled that off very well.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask a logistical question. How do they do costume changes or set changes if there's just a castle?
Well, there are rooms in it still, the castle.
Oh.
It's not completely ruined, like it's mostly.
And I mean, to their credit, there weren't that many costume changes that the actors had to go through.
Yeah, Shakespeare's not a
mostly
big costume.
They just, mostly, I mean, you know, yeah, that guy. Mostly, they just had to have somewhere to keep the actors that weren't on stage.
Okay.
Right? And they really used the space well. Like when you're sitting down and sort of facing what you thought was going to be the stage. Sometimes all the entire audience had to turn around for scenes going on behind them.
Oh, okay.
And then they would turn back, and there would be another scene there, and then another scene off to the left, and then one on top of a sort of balcony thing. Yeah,
on their toes.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was a lot of spinning around to see the witches.
Yeah, Yeah, it was one of those shows that you could have used a wheelie chair, one of those twirly chairs for all the audience members.
Or a chair at all.
Yeah. Or a chair, that's true. I couldn't feel my legs at the end of the show, but I really liked it.
There's a chance that Macbeth might be going up to the Edinburgh Fringe this year, but in a being set in a castle, not an Edinburgh castle, but on an island that's about an hour away, which sounds really exciting.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's just such a cool opportunity. I forget the guy's name. Who?
Richard DeMarco.
That's him. That's the one. He came and saw the show and really liked him. I think he...
Founder of the Traverse Theatre.
Is he?
Apparently so.
Really? That's awesome. He really liked the show and he wants to bring it to Edinburgh, which would be super cool. I think you'd have to probably get on like a boat to go see it or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
That's the thing.
It'd be a day trip.
Or set it on a boat.
It has... I think the island itself has some sort of connection to Macbeth. As well.
Like, historically.
Yeah.
First thing he ever captured. Dude's is mine.
I seem to remember someone told me that there's some sort of connection. Not sure what that is.
What if Macbeth was just some, like, petulant teenager who grew up in Edinburgh and then he captured a thing in the middle of the Firth of Forth? Like,
it's Washington's Crossing the Delaware was actually inspired from Macbeth's Crossing the Firth.
Just got blown way out of proportion in the retelling.
What if Macbeth was the porter in real life?
The porter of the island?
Of the show. Maybe I haven't thought this through.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry. Never mind.
Right, well,
but great show. Great show.
Great show altogether.
Congrats to everybody involved.
It is almost 3:30. You're listening to StAndrewsRadio.com. That's Star. This is Cloudy with a Chance of Humor. We're doing our annual On the Rocks post-game show. We're moving on to Sunday, so we are one day through On the Rocks.
Let's.
And halfway through our show. So we're going to have to try, and that was a show that only had two items on it. So we're going to have to truncate. We're going to have to truncate some of these, but it's all right. So Sunday, we had the charity summer fair, which I don't think any of us
made it to.
I heard was a great success. They had a little barbecue, some ice cream, face painting, hook a duck.
I walked by there. It was lovely.
Did you?
I do my work in the Butte computer lab, so I had to walk through there. It looked really nice. I was very jealous of everyone involved.
Nice. Good. Well, stellar review from SK there. Another run of the shoe shop, half-cut short film festival's People Choice.
Can we do another improv from the shoe shop? If we're there again,
makes sense. I mean, I kind of wanted to know what was going to happen. Come back at the end.
Yeah, we'll come back.
We'll come back at the end if we have time. Half Cut, fourth year they've been involved with On the Rocks, same as a couple of the rest of the shows. So welcome back to them. And I heard that it was great, but I was not able to attend.
It was crushed
due to other commitments.
The one show that I really wish I could have seen.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, because I was involved in Half Cut last year. Mm-hmm. And they're like the workshops. I went to a workshop last year, and it was just fantastic.
Was that the Pixar one? Didn't the Pixar guys used to come?
Mm-hmm. So last year, two ladies from Pixar animators gave a presentation, a PowerPoint thing about. Well, I assume it wasn't. Maybe it was fancy PowerPoint Pixar, about what their normal work day is and stuff. And then this guy, who's another judge of the festival, who's a BAFTA-winning director. Gave this talk about, like, the structure of a film. It's just basically, like, act one, this happens, act two, this happens, act three.
That's awesome.
Really laid it out in a clear, understandable way. It's just fantastic. All of last year, I was lucky enough to spend so much time with Pixar people. Mm-hmm. Dancing with them at the opening ball was a memory I'll cherish.
Nice. We also had another shout to Macbeth there on the Sunday. I heard that one was great as well, even though it was a little colder, it was a little drier, so what are you going to do? On Monday, we had the Sax Quartet in the Beyer Theater. Heard it was lovely.
Didn't go. I wish I had.
Didn't go. Cool. Ray Cooney's Farce Out of Order was also on Monday and Tuesday.
That's the one thing that I wish that I'd seen this week.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I wish I'd
pretty come. Great reviews. Our flatmate Seb was in it. He was also in Macbeth. It was those were two of his three performances in 6 days of the week. And Lorenzo de Bodhi pulls a roll of toilet paper out of his jacket to wipe his nose real quick. Okay, yeah, it's on air.
That was out of order, Lorenzo.
My bad. So this week is taking a toll on me.
Yeah. Anyway, Out of Order was fantastic. I heard a lot of great performances and a lot of laughs.
Lorenzo squeezes tonight.
I really enjoyed the Out of Order poster.
Oh, the one with
it had like...
Never heard Joe laugh like that.
it had like fake quotes and like reviews from like various things.
That was funny.
It was like 5 stars from the people who really liked the King's Speech.
5 stars from the guy who made this poster.
Yeah. Very clever.
Word. So congratulations to them. Went up in the Baron. The Breakfast Club also went up on Monday night in Venue One, directed by Moretti, starring a pretty stellar cast of people that I have not seen act before. So
I did see that one.
Yeah, we saw that.
Fantastic.
Loved it. Absolutely laughed my rear off.
Yes.
Yes. It was a very intriguing use of the space. They had the classroom set up, principal's office, various stuff. I liked it.
I've never seen the film.
Me neither.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that great.
Shame on you.
It's like Molly Ringwald, eat your heart out.
Who is Molly Ringwald?
The star of all 80s movies.
Oh, right, okay.
16 Candles, my week with being a stupid person. It's not a real movie.
I wish I had seen The Breakfast Club, the play here.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
From what you two told me, it sounded awesome. I'm sure. I imagine people would have enjoyed it even if they didn't know the movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of 80s music in there.
Nice.
Music from the movie, so nice. It added this great atmosphere.
Love me some 80s tunes.
And what have you.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a night call to tell you how I feel.
Definitely not.
Sounds 80s, though. When you first hear it, it sounds 80s, huh?
Right. Last thing on Monday was a screening of the film Ebony Road by Maya Crawl Fry, the girl who directed Sunder at this year's 60-Hour Film Blitz Festival.
Wait, she directed another movie?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a full feature? Or not? Was it a short?
I think it was a mid.
It was a mid. Okay.
Half Cut has very strict requirements. They have to be under 20 minutes. So if she made a movie that was 30 minutes long, maybe they organized an extra screening. Yeah.
Well, she got a whole spot in the...
How did she... When did she have time to shoot a 30-minute movie?
I think
movie?
She shot it before.
Okay.
Yeah, winner of Best Drama at the Portobello Film Festival.
The Portobello Film Festival?
I don't know. I don't know the history of that festival. Who knows?
Wait, is that actually what it's called?
Yes. I promise you.
The Portobello Film Festival?
I'm not making it up.
Yeah, I won a Best Director at the Shiitake Film Festival.
I shouldn't have found that.
All jokes aside, though, her 60-Hour Film Blitz film is incredible.
Sunder,
it's awesome. It's so good.
What a great title.
And the cinematography is amazing. And mm-hmm. Joel Glassman and Phil DeWinter Shaw are awesome. Like, just an incredible film.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great, yeah.
Altogether. Right, let's move on to Tuesday. Let's check our... we're doing fine. We're going to Tuesday. We also had another performance of Out of Order, another performance of The Breakfast Club. Evening of Acapella. Shame that we missed this.
Very, very shame.
And on the Byron Main stage. First time that the acapella groups have all been on the Byron Main stage.
Love me some acapella.
I'm not going to lie. I actually didn't know that happened until right now.
I did not. I knew it was going to happen. And then I forgot that it was happening, and then right now I was like, oh, that happened.
Yeah, I knew, like, when they first came out with the On the Rock schedule that it was happening, but I totally forgot about it. If that had been, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but if that had been publicized a bit more, I totally would have gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? I would have loved to have seen a night of acapella. Love me some acapella.
Yeah, they kill.
They kill it.
They kill all the time.
From the Italian for, you know, small church or chapel. Is that actually true?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's a cappella is in the manner of the church or in the manner of the chapel.
Weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that. It does make sense. Yeah.
I mean, what's the Italian for unaccompanied?
A cappella, apparently.
No, 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 but what would you say for actually saying unaccompanied or not accompanied?
Wait, what?
If you were translating the word unaccompanied...
Oh, into Italian. Man, I don't know.
Lonely?
It doesn't... It's probably nothing to do with any of the... It doesn't sound anything. It'll be like senza accompagnamento.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
You're right.
So what... It, yeah, that makes sense.
But still... Shame we missed that.
Well, a lot harder for English and American people to say than a cappella.
Yeah, I'm going for a night of Saints at Comedy Man.
Right, well, finishing up Tuesday, we have the Wild Rumpus, which was in here in the Students' Union, which was an all-local music show featuring Merlin Driver, Dirty Hemingways, Ghost Party, Younger Hall, Near Escape Velocity, and Echo Field. There's actually a band here in town that took their name from Younger Hall.
Yeah, that's what I noticed about that. So that is the name of one of the bands.
Yeah.
It isn't Ghost Party Younger Hall. It's
no.
Ghost Party, comma.
Ghost Pony.
Ghost Pony.
Wait, so there's a band called Younger Hall.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilariously awesome.
Hilarious.
That is hilariously awesome.
Shrewd marketing or coincidence? I don't know.
I think some, what if it was a total accident? Coincidence, and they're just like, guys, I've got our name, I've got our name. We're here at St. Andrews, we're a student band, Younger Hall.
Oh,
come on. Right, well, with that, we'll move on to Wednesday then.
And tonight we have Younger Hall in Younger Hall.
In hindsight, they could have, I know we've already discussed this, they should have called New Hall Older Younger Hall.
Why?
Well, because they were saying about how New Hall isn't a suitable name anymore because it's been open for 20-odd years. That's why they had a vote.
So it's now being named Blackadder Hall.
Blackadder Hall.
Yeah, that's why I said
it
should
quite
be
funny.
Older Younger Hall.
This guy.
Older. Wait.
I mean, I like the name Blackadder Hall.
I mean, it's no Hall and Oates.
It's all no Hall and Oates.
Holy Berry.
No Hall and Oates.
Holy Berry. Holy Sonata.
Holy Berry.
Right, Stephen, to get you in on this.
That was a great show.
Joe's Hall and Oates killed.
Let's move on to Wednesday. It is currently almost 20 to the hour, and you're listening to StAndrewsRadio.com. Starting with This Is Not a Riot, a director's workshop and performance. You remember when Harry Giles was here?
I do.
Harry Giles was here for the three of us.
Past my time.
Past Joe's time, I think.
Before my time, even.
But he came back.
To do something awesome, apparently.
To do a performance training workshop and lecture.
He lectured.
Yes, I believe. I mean, he did some work on Theater of the Oppressed and things like that while he was here and has been since then, so I think that's what the lecture was on. So it was a piece of interactive theater looking at what violence is, why we do it, and when it might be useful. Includes stuffed animals. Interesting.
Interesting.
Is that actually what it says?
That's what it says.
Awesome. So, the name This Is Not a Riot, is it ironic because they had a riot?
They had a riot, maybe. I mean, they pretended to have a riot. Hey, none of us saw this one, right?
No.
What?
Shall we...
Are we gonna reenact This Is Not a Riot?
Let's reenact This Is Not a Riot.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna...
Riot!
You can't organize a riot. The whole point is it's supposed to be sort of like...
The only organization is shouting riot. That's what I thought.
Well, you can
totally organize a riot.
Joe, just throw that chair out the window. Let's get this party started.
Yep.
Oh, that is Joe throwing a chair out a window. Guys.
Man, those sound effects were spot on, Joe.
That window was not made out of glass.
That window was made out of Maltesers back.
You can definitely organize a riot.
Yeah.
How do you think?
Yeah, you just get people in one place.
And then you shout riot.
Yeah, you give them a good speech.
How do you think the summer happened? Well, people Twittered each other and said, hey, come riot over here.
Wait, okay.
Riot in Cairo, riot. Guys. Lols. Jokes.
Well, I mean, more in London, but yeah.
Yeah. No, but, you know, I mean, should we reenact This Is Not a Riot? Hey, Stephen. Oh, Jesus.
Riot.
Did we blow something?
No, that was me hitting the table, really.
No, I know, but we blew one of my headphones.
Oh, man.
That's fine. Do both of yours still work?
Oh, start speaking. Okay. Yep.
Good. Yeah, we good?
Oh. Okay, next.
We good? Blown?
Yeah.
Half of mine's gonzo.
I guess so.
And that's what happens when you riot, kids.
You're not going to riot anymore, kids.
Your headphones break. Hashtag first world problems.
Hashtag we're getting new headphones real soon. Right, well, let's move on from that so that we don't do that anymore. To the art of food, fine food and dining.
Wish I'd gone to this, too. Man, I really wish I'd gone to a lot of stuff.
Everything. St. Andrew's Episcopal Church Hall. They've been the Fine Food and Dining Society, where one of our good friends is a...
Monsieur Harold Berg. Harold Berg.
And we... We did a gig for them as Blind Murph.
One of my favorite shows.
As the two of us and one other at their belated Burns Supper. So we do love the Fine Food and Dining Society. They've been running cooking classes for up to 3 years now. That's crazy.
The food's delicious.
The food is absolutely delicious. And they wanted to open their class to everyone, so they'll be having... They were having chefs. Showing how to make beautiful-looking as well as tasting delights for just a £3 entry. Now, whether that was good or not, sounds incredible. Shall we reenact it?
Sure.
No.
This food looks good and tastes good.
It looks good and tastes good, too.
Pass the salt, please.
What is that, parsley?
I thought it was cardamom.
That was good. Good in reenactment. Boys, farewell. Next up on Wednesday, Half Cut Short Film Festival Workshop. We've already talked a little about the Half Cut Festival, so we'll
I'm sure it was as awesome. Amazing yeah. as the ones amazing that I as the ones
Are they going to release any of those of the films? Can you see any of them in any way? How do they do that?
Some films get put on YouTube.
Okay.
Hint.
Okay.
I mean, the winning film last year was put up on YouTube, as I recall. Wasn't it, Stephen?
Yes, the best director film was put up on YouTube. And I'm sure the best film was actually put up on YouTube.
Mm.
I've seen that again. Yeah, it's very good. But I crushed it and didn't get to see that. Well, sadly.
There's always next year.
Ooh. Sore subject.
Joe, there's always next year for you.
Yep.
Try and make it for us.
Please do.
If you want to reserve 3 seats and pour a little tequila in each one.
Okay.
During the festival.
Yeah. I mean, all I can say about the Half Cut Film Festival is don't half cut two things, whole cut one thing.
True. Right. Well, the only other thing that happened on Wednesday, according to this booklet, was the premiere of Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, Jesus.
Interesting.
Forgot about that.
Now, what we're going to have to do here
is reenact it.
No. What we're going to have to do here and in two other places that I can think of is put all of the play-by-play responsibility on one or two members of
right.
Cloudy.
Yep.
Because obviously three of us were involved in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Joe was not.
I saw it, yeah.
So you're going to have to head this one up just because we can't be biased here on Star.
Okay, yeah. It was Glengarry Glen Ross, which is the Pulitzer award-winning play from 1984, mm-hmm. written by David Mamet, and it's about a group of real estate salesmen, and about how their world sort of collapses before their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And great cast. I think I'd never seen Mamet before, so it took me a while to figure out what was going on, because not only is it quite American, it's about a state agency. So
two things you don't understand.
Two things
very well.
That I don't really understand very well. No, but really good performances. Especially, I was very, very. There's a lad called Fraser who is first year, who I'd never seen act before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was very promising. I thought he was American, and then it turns out he's from Yorkshire.
Mm. When he came in, real quick story before I let you go on. When he came into the auditions, he had this. You know, he had his very thick Yorkshire accent on, and I was like.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me, right? Yeah. And then he sat down and hit me with his accent, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Killed it. Love him.
No,
killed it. Killed it.
And,
Fraser, if you're listening, I love you, buddy.
I enjoyed it. I think it's definitely something that I'd have to read again mm-hmm. or watch the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair.
But no, it was good. Good cast. Really good cast.
From our point of view, it was just phenomenally enjoyable.
I mean, we loved every second.
Yeah.
Literally loved every second of being a part of that show. What a way to go out.
What a way to go out is the right way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
The right way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that was only half a Wednesday, but let's move along because it is a quarter to the hour and you're listening to StAndrewsRadio.com. Clyde with a Chance of Humor.
Thursday. Are we moving on to Thursday?
We've gone to Thursday.
He's listening.
Who is?
Fraser's listening.
Nice. That a boy, Fraser. What's up, dude?
Great.
I love you, kid.
That's the first time that's happened this year that we've been talking about somebody who's been listening. Fantastic. What happened next on Wednesday? The University of St. Andrews Symphony Orchestra, of which I used to be a member, but didn't find the time to keep it up, have been doing great things regardless of my absence, it seems.
I would say based on your absence.
I would agree with that.
Put on a great concert from what I heard. One thing that they did in preparation kind of to advertise for this was a very famous piece, which I don't know if any of you have heard of. Maybe you have. It's called 433.
Kale.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
It's The Sound of Silence.
It's called 433. It's essentially... you sit in a performance hall, and it's part of a regular program, right? So the orchestra's sitting there with their instruments. It's a gigantic orchestra. And you sit there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence from the moment the conductor picks up his baton, and that's the music.
It's all about background noise and things that you wouldn't normally listen out
for.
It's
never the same.
That's really cool.
And it was... It was a couple of years ago. I think it was the same year that Rage Against the Machine won won Christmas number one. Got Christmas number one. Might have been the year after. They tried to get 4 minutes 33 onto the charts, so that then it would be played on the radio and it would just be dead air.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
And they got, for the recording, they got people like, as far as I'm aware, they got some really top musicians, like Paul McCartney and stuff.
But to do what?
Just to stand in a rehearsal room.
Exactly. No, the number of times Itzhak Perlman, greatest violinist in the world, has played that piece. And by played that piece, obviously,
they just sit there, not touching their instruments.
Musicians you get to do. I mean, if you can obviously play the piece with a room full of preschoolers, but...
Well, you probably couldn't in a room full of preschoolers.
Right, but it's not quite the same.
I mean, you could if it was nap time.
I think it's a perfect example of how the art doesn't matter. It's who's playing the art that matters. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a really good thing.
I think it's a great piece. I would have liked it to have been longer, but...
Okay.
Oh, God.
Right, but we got to keep moving real quick. Artworks... Art Society and Start Magazine. Is it? Do you say Start or ST Art?
I have no idea. I'm going to say Start.
It's ST Dart Art. So who knows? They did a showcase of creativity in St. Andrews at the Barron Theater. I heard there was a lot of fantastic stuff, and it was celebrating the release of Start's printed fourth issue. So congratulations to all the people involved in that.
Nice.
Venue 2 at 8:30 that same night,
Bouncers
happened.
Bouncers,
yeah.
Cameron Kirby, get it on.
With a one-night-only performance, which I heard went very, very well.
I saw Glengarry that night, but I went to see a rehearsal of Bouncers a few days before, and it was brilliant. I only saw the second act. I knew the play very well. Mm-hmm. It was great, really great. It's four guys who played the bouncers of a nightclub. It's set in the north of England in the 80s. They updated it by John Godber, who's an amazing playwright. Apparently, he's the most performed UK playwright at the moment. Yeah, modern day.
I suppose Bill doesn't count anymore.
Modern day. And it was brilliant. So the four lads, Ollie Clayton, Patrick Birch.
Jamie Jones.
Yeah, and...
Sam Peach?
Sam Peach. It was
Ben Anderson.
Ben Anderson, yeah. How did I forget Ben?
Great poster.
Good poster.
They play the bouncers. They play the clientele of the nightclub, including the girls. It was hysterically funny. Really good turnout as well, apparently.
I'm glad for them.
Proper comedy as well.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Go and read it. It's called Bouncers. No, let me explain. It's because he's done another one for women called Shakers, and that's about a hen night.
Bouncers and Shakers.
They're supposed to be
I mean, if I was going to write two, if I was going to write two plays and call one of them Shakers, the first one would be called Movers.
That is true.
Movers and
or
Shakers.
Or the first one would be called Quakers.
Or the first one would be called Pepper. let's all come back next week after having written each of these.
Yeah,
movies.
Yeah.
Pepper Shaker,
Movers and Shakers, Quakers, Shakers,
and
Joe. You can.
Joe, you don't have one.
Lakers and Shakers.
Lakers and Shakers.
Basketball.
Last thing on Wednesday was Comedy Sock. We're the wrong group of people to talk about that. Awkward shuffling of paper.
Nice.
I'm kidding. I didn't see it. Anybody see it? No? No. Should we interact? No. No, we're not going to improv what happened on Comedy Sock Night. They had open mic. I heard it was great.
Where was it?
Finney One.
They also...
Comedy? Like Sam Comedy?
Really? They also did sketch comedy.
No way.
Performed by their own sketch writing group. Anybody want to guess what they're called?
Shtick people.
Yep.
People. Shtick. We're moving on. Shtick people. Right. Thursday, we had a photography workshop, which I hear was great. I didn't... okay, listeners, you have to realize that many of the times I've said that... Many of the times I've said that I'm absolutely lying, but I'm going to keep it up because I think it's good that everybody gets that kind of positive reinforcement. No, we're fine, Joe. We're fine. It's 3:52. All right. We had Glengarry Glen Ross again.
Should we just finish at 4:33?
The bedroom.
I saw Axe of the Bedroom. Last night, not Thursday night. I saw it last night. Brilliant. Yes. Utterly brilliant. Very, fantastic. Very enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
The first play, the Tennessee Williams one act, was incredibly well acted. The second play, which I don't actually remember the title to, but Joanna wrote it. Very, very good. Very, very well written student play.
Echo.
Written by Echo. That's it. Written by Joanna, which was awesome. And also very well performed across the board.
Heard fantastic.
I enjoyed the heck out of it. I thought it was great. Yeah. So congrats to everybody involved in that play. Yeah. You should be really, really proud of yourselves because it was awesome.
Oh, it's Tennessee Williams' 100th what?
What? Anniversary.
Of what?
His birth. Must be his birth.
Birth?
Death. It's definitely not his death.
Maybe it was
the publication of his first play.
Maybe it was when he won the Pulitzer. I don't know.
But didn't he die in, like, the 60s?
Yeah, he's definitely way older than 100. Let us know if you know that, and we will do the research, and we get out of here. Hepcutt Short Film Festival Awards night. Heard it was great.
Didn't... All right, now it's just getting ridiculous.
St. Andrew's Review. Now you two can't talk and we get to do the reviewing. But it has to be truncated.
I've seen the St. Andrew's Review every show that they've put
up.
Yeah, three times.
Fantastic.
Every time is fantastic. This is the best one yet. Clearly, they're definitely improving in a great way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm super excited. Everything was really slick.
Mm-hmm, like, very slick.
The tech and the sound and the set changes were all like fantastically slick. And I was blown away by that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, guys. Stop
incredibly
it.
Incredibly crafted, very funny sketches that clearly took some work to get the moments right.
Was your favorite sketch?
My favorite sketch has to be the sketch with the rapping girlfriend.
Only for the end line, though.
Mostly because the end line. Christy delivered this line so well, it kind of blows my mind.
I mean, I've said it many times, but I absolutely adored the love letter from Largo Road.
Yeah,
that was called.
I love that one,
Poppies
too.
Grow Largo Road.
I love that there was real making out in that.
There was some making out. There was some tongue action.
Inez,
if you're listening.
So noticed.
Love you, babe.
You know, fake making out.
But sellout audience, spectacular show.
What?
Thanks, guys.
I'm fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't all even. Together. I've tried to say it as well as he has. I can't.
Altogether, absolutely.
I was right. True story. I was backstage at that point. And if you've ever been to the buyer, or even if you haven't, on stage left, backstage, there's like a monitor with cameras so you can see what's going on stage. And I was looking at this monitor backstage during the sketch that Stephen was just talking about. And I saw you, I heard and saw you laugh when he delivered that line. And it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. It was awesome.
Like,
it was the most I've ever seen you laugh. And I've seen you laugh a lot.
It's just like, I laugh because it's amazing. And I laugh because no one else gets how amazing it is.
Right, well, let's go to Friday real quick. So congratulations,
thanks.
Boys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well,
Friday, Around the World of Dance, we saw
I really wish I could have seen it.
We saw the backstage area, and let me tell you what, Stephen Kelly was about
What do you mean?
I'm just saying. No, it was hot. We should not have been back there, but we were having our get-in for Blind Mirth. And there was just a lot of jangly belts, we'll say.
That's yes. A good metaphor.
Jangly belts.
It's not a metaphor. Jangly belts.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. No, sort of like Morris dancers. It sounded fantastic.
What?
Like Morris dancers.
I don't know what a Morris...
No. These were like...
It was like a belly dancing.
Belly dancing.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like...
No, not that kind of jiggly belts. No, that would have been less attractive, Morris dancers. Madrigal Group. Didn't know this was happening, but I heard it was great. Axe in the Bedroom went up again. Music is Love Presents had...
The French Wives.
The French Wives up from Glasgow, yes.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? I don't remember. But I heard it was great.
I think it was Echo Field again.
It was Echo Field, yes. French Wives Echo Field. Which we couldn't go to because of Blind Mirth, which is a shame because it sounded like a great band. And it was in support of One Water Society, which is pretty active here in St. Andrews. Followed closely at 10:15 by Mirth, Wind, and Fire.
Our turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. From the second one to the last second. Favorite sketch. Oh, man. Either, like, the combination of the two club bathroom ones, both of which were awesome. Mm-hmm. When I saw the first one, when Aria and Kate started dancing, like, I just started laughing because it was funny watching them dance, right?
Yeah, they
dance
for you.
And I thought it was just going to be, like, them. I thought it was going to be a sketch about people trying to communicate in a club. Mm-hmm. Then when he went to the bathroom, and it totally changed to, like, total silence and, like, I died. Loved it. I then thought you guys were going to do the female one immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. And when you didn't, I was like, oh, man, I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. And then you brought it back, and I was like, nice. Yes.
That's what we wanted. It was
awesome. It was hilarious. And I really, really enjoyed the Batman sketch, only because I didn't expect Arya to run through a bunch of boxes in another Batman costume. How did you guys find a really good Batman costume and a really bad Batman costume?
We specifically searched for, like, a 1960s-style Batman costume.
Nice.
And a modern
and a
2012.
One.
And this could just be because I'm a huge Sherlock fan. Like, I love the Sherlock sketch, and specifically the words being, oh man, the words running behind Emma when she was doing it was, hilarious. Mm-hmm. Loved it, guys. Loved
Great.
It.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Nice.
So good.
Good. Good. Last thing on Friday was the End of the Sea bop. Didn't go, heard it was great.
Okay. Under the sea.
I wish this went on for another week. You could keep saying. Did you see it?
Yeah, it's a good job you're not on. Is it Fresh Air FM, which is the Edinburgh Edinburgh?
Oh, yeah, one, yeah.
You should do this show before On the Rocks.
We usually do. We just missed
Macbeth
it.
Macbeth, haven't seen it yet. Heard it was great.
Heard it's going well.
Real quick, we got two more days to get through just so we can head off onto what we got left for Sunday. Princess Ida went up Saturday twice. Didn't see it.
Heard it was great.
Heard it was great.
I did hear it was great.
I spoke to Alex Levine before. He said it was awesome.
Our dear friend Alex Levine was part of it, and he can do no wrong.
He's had a busy week.
Busy week.
Man.
Yeah. But went up in the Bayer Theater, so fantastic. Sitara went up last night.
No, but you and I can actually say that we heard it was great because we were sitting outside the Central last night.
I wasn't kidding.
The amount of people who walked past during the Sitara intermission was unbelievable. Everyone was like, hey, it's really good. We just have to wait half an hour for them to set up the after party now. I was like, okay.
Truth. Well, fantastic. Congratulations to all of them. I hope the after party went well. Also, last night was Masquerade Ball, but that's not in this program because it's not part of the Rock. So you guys can go ahead and judge for yourselves. Didn't go. It was great.
I wish one year someone would go with a brown paper bag over their head with eyes.
Oh, for the Masquerade Ball.
That would be terrific.
That would be terrific. Well, let's get that happening. Which brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to
today,
Sunday, 22nd April, the end of On the Rocks. At 5 p.m. today, you can join St. Andrew's more intimate chapel choir, St. Leonard's Chapel Choir, for some religious music ranging from traditional to new pieces by local St. Andreans. It's free in St. Leonard's Chapel. I didn't go, but I hear it's going to be great. there's a Kaylee in the castle, which is a thing that we've done, I think, just last year. We
started this every year.
My first year was fantastic. Best St. Andrew's memories.
Good. Well, it's called the student ensemble, Super Kaylee Fragilistic, will be playing.
Good name. Good name.
They used to be called Kaylee Minogue, genuinely, which is great.
I think they still are. I think that's in another, maybe that's online. I don't know. Anyway. Going to be tonight at 7:30. You can get tickets on the door for £5 or reserve them, pick them up elsewhere.
The money goes to paying for an ambassador scholarship.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing.
So maybe the principal will be there.
And I assume finally tonight, Squeeze 500.
Squeeze 500, the closing party.
I went to the first one when it was like October, November. Great night.
Genuinely great night.
I heard it was great from
the Shivering Sheiks, Electro Swing, Rock and Roll, Zingy Cocktails, £5 at your union. Give it a squeeze.
Woo!
It was a lot of fun last time around.
Dress up.
Didn't go, but I mean, it did go last time, and it was great.
Yeah, it was genuinely great night.
It was a great night.
I heard the music. It was great.
So let's go.
Let's do it.
Tonight.
Or maybe. You might see us there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is currently 4:02. We timed that almost perfectly, gentlemen.
We rock.
We spent the first 25 minutes on page one. This has been Cloudy with a Chance of Humor. On StAndrewsRadio.com, that's Star. I've been Jasper Lauderdale.
I've been Lorenzo DeBoni.
I've been Jerry Fleming.
I'm Stephen Kelly. Thanks for inviting me.
You say I've been because it's kind of.
Have been Stephen Kelly. That's thanks good. For inviting me.
He'll get it right next time he's on. I hope you've enjoyed having Stephen on as a guest. We certainly have.
Rockstar, Stephen. Rockstar.
Enjoy the rest of your On the Rocks Festival. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you right here, same time, same place, on the radio next week.
Peace out, cool cats.
Good afternoon.
Live online at StAndrewsRadio.com. St. Andrews Radio.